Now you such a fucking lady, right?
Hey, ladies. You are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, she only really hosted by Miss Brownstone. Really if you are boys, new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, like bitch. You got to get into some juicy topics.
Girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make him come fast. Why you working like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make him come fast.
Hey, ladies. How y'all feeling? I don't know if it's the morning, if it's the nighttime, or whatever it is, but it's nighttime around this bitch. All right. So, me and Manuel, how to keep your friend, these rules you must follow. Who know this song? Let me break him down. Anyways, so today's episode is entitled, I don't know what I'm going to call it. I was going to call it Miss Brownstone's Ten Commandments. I was going to call it She Knows Ten Commandments. But then as I started writing it, it was more than 10, okay? And I said, you know what? We're going to just call it Miss Brownstone Dating Rules, okay? Period, right? Well, it's not dating rules. It's like relationship rules, okay? You know? So I was sitting in my house, and I was listening to this song by Lil Mo and Lil Kim called Ten Commandments. Y'all can listen to it afterwards. It's playing right now. And this song was actually like the female version when it came to like dating of what Biggie Smalls did when he did the Ten Crack Commandments. So I was like, oh, this shit got me feeling some that way. And I was like, some of the shit they were saying was, it was good. But I was like, man, I got some shit we could add to this list, okay? I got some shit we can add to this list, okay? So I made my own. It is not in no order. It was basically whatever came to my mind. Okay? And I'm going to explain each and every one. And, yeah. Let's get into some things, shall we? Wait. We're going to get into some things after we hear Little Kim part. Because this bitch part was fire. Well, that's if she play. I think she's coming on right now. Little Kim part was fire, y'all. So for everybody that's not born in the 90s or whatever, you about to hear some shit. Take notes, bitch. Because Lil' Kim killed this shit. Queen B, this is the queen of rap. I don't know who the fuck y'all talking about is the queen of rap. This is the queen of rap. Listen to what she said. Listen. It made me an animal. Me and my girl Mo wrote y'all manual. Step-by-step booklet for you to keep. Your man in place and out the next girl face. Rule number one. Never give a dude money. Girl, don't be a dummy. Let the homie stay bummy. Once he start, he won't stop. That's it. All he gonna do is spin it on the next chick. Facts. Number two, before you give him some, it's your way. Shopping a new car, that's what I call foreplay. Now don't get me wrong, respect your man. But if dude get out of line, then check your man. Should have been number one to me. Never go down till he lick you round your neck, your back, your pussy and ass crack. You feel me? Very important lesson. Never let him see you stressing. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Never, ever, ever mess with his friends. Hey. Oh. Cook you a steak up. All right, that's my bitch. All right, let's get into some things, shall we? So I made my own motherfucking list, bitch. It is not in order. Now, some of the things Lil' Kim said is definitely on this list, though. But it's not in order. So, number one, I put never give a man money, okay? I learned this at a very young age. My mother always used to rap that Little Kim part to me. She used to always say, never give a dude money. Girl, don't be a dummy. Let the homie stay bummy. Because once he start, he won't stop. That's it. And all he going to do is spend it on the next bitch. Mom used to always say that to me. So that had to be number one in my rules, okay? But it's so true. Never give a dude money. Let me tell y'all something. Many, 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 many story time. what you call it? I had a guy who we had broke up, but we were still messing around or whatever case may be. And he started dating other girls. He started messing with other girls, whatever. He wasn't in a relationship. He was still single, but he started talking to other girls. And this one girl he was fucking on, whatever, her friend followed me on Instagram. And apparently me and her friend had like this unspoken smoke that I didn't know anything about. You know how you come around a bitch and you could just tell the bitch don't like you? You know what I mean? But it's like, all right, you ain't saying shit, so I ain't gonna say shit, but I already know you don't like me. You feel me? So whenever you hop out and grab the balls to say something, okay? Because bitches be pussy. Then we could address it. You get what I'm saying? But right now, I'm not even gonna say nothing. So her friend decided to take it upon herself to slide into my DMs to tell me that he had a girlfriend and that her friend was the girlfriend or whatever. And I found it very unbelievable because I'm just like, how is that so? So I told the girl, I said, you know what, I feel bad for your friend. And she was just like, why you say that? And I'm like, why are you asking me these questions? I'm like, this must be your... Well, she didn't say it was her friend at first. She was like, oh, I hope you know he got a girl. And I was like, oh, well, I feel bad for that girl. And then she was like, why is that? And I was like, why are you asking me these questions? Like, is that your friend? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, well, tell your friend that I feel bad for her because I sit on that shit whenever the fuck I want. You feel me? He gives me bread. I have a key to his house. Da-da-da. Like, I just started going in. And the friend went back and told the girl that he was fucking with all the stuff that I had said or whatever. And I remember the girl, you know, was so upset at the part where I said that he gives me money and he does stuff for me. And the girl was upset because she was giving him money. She was letting him use her car and all this stuff. And he was giving me money, okay? What lady saw say, I love my mate, okay? I like my mate, okay? She was giving me the bread, like, you know, and when he would, because I didn't even know that he didn't have a car. He was driving this bitch car, okay? I didn't know something happened to this car, and he was driving this bitch car. So he would pull up with this car, and it looked like a girl car, but I didn't think none of it. I was like, maybe he just needed a car, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. He would pull up driving this bitch car to come see me, give me the money that she just gave this nigga. Like, I was just like, oh my God, you know, so she was upset because she was just like, first she called him out and like, oh, what's she saying about you? Be giving her money, you paying her bills, da-da. He was all like, oh, that's fake, she lying, da-da-da. But then she still kept fucking with him. When she kept fucking with him, she went to his phone and she seen like, oh, shit, you really do be sending her money, you really be going to see her. But how you going to see her if you don't have a car? You driving my shit up there? Yes, bitch, he was driving that motherfucking Volkswagen up here. So I always never decided to give a guy bread or let a guy use my car because I always was told at a very young age, shout out to my mother and shout out to my godfather, they always told me at a very young age that, you know, niggas will spend your money on another bitch, okay? You giving this nigga money, all he gonna do is spend it on the next bitch, you feel me? He gonna get himself together and he gonna be with that next bitch, okay? And my godfather always said, don't let a nigga drive your car because all he doing is picking up another bitch in it. He fucking bitches in your car, he going to go see other girls, flexing like it's his shit and your shit, you feel me? So yes, rule number one, never give a dude money. Girl, don't be a dummy, let the homie stay by me, okay? So that's number one rule of mine. Then, what else I put up here? Like I said, it's not in the order. Before you give it up, that was the next rule, which he also said. Before you give it up, you should always get whatever you want out of it. And I think we talk about this all the time on this podcast. Like, before you fuck a nigga, before you give him some, it's your way. Shopping, the new car, that's what I call foreplay, okay? You should get everything you need. And, I mean, your wants might not be like, oh, I need to go shopping and this, this, and that. But, like, whatever it is you want. If you want to go to a restaurant, you want to go to a certain restaurant, he needs to be doing that. You want to go do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. You need a new laptop, bitch. You need a new bed. Whatever it is, you need to be getting that shit before you give up your pussy. Because let me tell you something. You cannot get your pussy back. If some of y'all leave in these relationships with bruised up pussies, fucked up credit, empty bank accounts in the motherfucking negative, and babies and shit, and a broken heart. At least when you leave this shit, you can say, hey, I got these bills paid. I got to go to this place. I got, you know, memories are important. Experiences are important, too. I got to experience this, 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 and that. You know what I'm saying? I got a new bed. I got this. I got that. I got these bills paid. I got a bag. You got something besides a wet pussy and empty purse. Ooh, conversation for another day. But, yeah. After that, I wrote, never let your man and your friends hang out. Like, I don't think we need to explain that, but that's like self-explanatory. Like, never let your man and your friends hang out. Your friends is not your man friends, okay? And vice versa. They don't need to be around each other unless it's a motherfucking occasion, like an event, like a birthday event or a graduation, and it needs to be your birthday and your graduation. I don't feel the need for them to be around each other. They are not friends. This is not a kumbaya, a whole new world. They need to not be around each other. And I'm telling you, thank me later, okay? So, yeah, you never let your man and your friends hang out. It's no need for them to hang out. They are not friends of each other. And that is that. Bitches will fuck your nigga or attempt to fuck your nigga or talk to him behind your back or try to just, no. It's a no. Next. Which I feel like this is self-explanatory, but never fuck his friends. Never fuck his friends, his family members, his coworkers, his employees. Because I got to put all that in here. Because listen, this is She Knows. I know y'all heard the stories over here, okay? His employees, anyone close to him. And if you're going to take it upon yourself, and this is an added rule. If you want to take it upon yourself and cheat on this nigga. Because when I say don't fuck his friends, coworkers, family members, anyone close to him. That's before y'all got together, during y'all together, or afterwards. Even after you break up with a nigga, you never want to fuck any of his friends. You don't want to do that, okay? Because you would never get what the fuck you want anymore. Like, you're going to be looked at as a hoe. And niggas could fuck the same bitches and kumbaya, piece each other up and be you know, cool afterwards. But you're going to be the hoe that they're going to be talking about, and it's not a good look for you, okay? And he's never going to look at you the same, so just don't do it. But if you decide, it's an additional rule. If you decide you want to cheat on a nigga, this rule still applies. Never fuck his friends. Never fuck his coworkers. Never fuck his family members. Never fuck anybody close to him. Don't fuck anybody in the same state as him. Bitch, do your dirt out of fucking state, okay? And if you want to do it in the state, do it in a different town. But it's safe to just cheat in a whole different state, okay? Just don't, whatever you do, you don't want to get back to that nigga, okay? Next rule, never tell your friends about your bedroom. Never tell your friends about how y'all fuck, how many times y'all fuck, how he fuck you, if he eat your pussy, if he eat your ass, whatever. It's none of their business how big his dick is. None of their business because bitches be envy. All they do is envy. Don't you know it's envy? Because if that bitch ain't getting fucked right, if she, you know, always sound good, it's enticing or whatever, she gonna want to go test out that motherfucking pony. So it's none of her business. And same thing go for men too. Never tell. But men already know this. Men know not to tell their homeboys how good the girl fucked them or what the girl pussy like, da da da. Because niggas is going to try. Like, you're going to wonder. And everybody wants what they can't have. So just don't do it, okay? Next. Don't call him first. Never call a guy first. Let him call you, okay? Always be the one that he's calling. So that means keep yourself busy. I stand behind that rule. If you do call, it needs to be like something you got to talk about, something going on with you type of situation, because you don't want to blow a nigga phone up. And I follow that rule because that way when you do call a guy, he's guaranteed to pick up or text you and be like, I'm in a meeting or da-da-da, because you don't really blow up his phone like that. And if you let him be the one calling you, it also lets you know that he's thinking about you and how he feel about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be the one doing the chasing. You want to be the pretty butterfly that can't get caught. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, never call a man first. Never blow up a man's phone. Call that one time. If it's an emergency, call twice, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Don't blow the phone up, girl. Tick, tick, tock, boom. Please don't do it, okay? Next, never tolerate disrespect, okay? The first time a nigga disrespects you needs to be the last time a nigga disrespects you. And we talked about this already when we was talking about the whole the baby situation and all that shit. A nigga disrespects you, check that nigga and get the fuck up out of there, okay? Because the moment you allow it, it's going to continuously be something. It's going to continuously be him disrespecting you, okay? See, if Tina Turner would have beat Ike ass the first time Ike slapped the shit out of her, she wouldn't have kept getting her ass slapped from Nut Bush and beyond, okay? shoot, it would have been different. You know what I'm saying? So just don't tolerate disrespect. Understand, sometimes people test your temperature and people try to groom you. Look at Blueface and how he did Krishan. Try to groom you into tolerating certain shit. And they try to see how far they can go, how many buttons they could push. And if you let a nigga get away with it once, it's going to continuously be a thing, okay? Next, never let them see you sweat. I think, and you know, it was said in the song, but I think it was said in a different way than how I'm saying it, because there's so many different ways you could take this. But the way I'm saying it is, if you out with your man and another girl's checking him out, or a female that he's friends with or know comes over and speaks to him, do not get jealous. Don't act crazy. Don't put on a scene. Don't show your insecurities. You feel me? Be confident. Always be confident no matter what. You don't ever want to show that another girl got you, you know, got you feeling like you're not that pretty, or got you being intimidated or anything of that nature. You want to always be cool, calm, and collective. You get what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I go out with my man and I see girls in his face or trying to talk to him. If I go to the bathroom, there's usually a bitch that's trying to be in my nigga face, trying to get his number, whatever. Because I fuck with my niggas be cute, okay? Not cute as in cute, but like, you know, I like ugly niggas. You get what I'm saying? So they give off the cute, like, they'll beat a nigga up, shoot a nigga type shit. But bitches love that masculine shit, okay? So either my niggas is ugly as fuck or they medium ugly type shit. But bitches love that shit, okay? Bitches love that shit. So bitches be in my nigga face. Especially my niggas be having bread. They be doing their little ones and twos, dress well, whatever. I don't never let it affect me. You know what I mean? Like, it's been times I was in a lounge or a club with my dude, and I go to the bathroom and I come back and it's a bitch in his face. I never was oh, who this bitch? Or, hello, can I help you? You know, like, getting smart, acting insecure. No. I'm the type of person, if I see a bitch in my nigga face, I'm not going to be jealous. I literally do this. And you could try this one day. Try it because it works. If you out with your nigga and a bitch be in his face, trying to talk to him, and she get real close and you feel some type of way about it, don't sweat it. Don't show it. Walk over to him. Grab him by his belt buckle. I'm talking about the front where his dick is at, by his belt buckle. Pull him in and kiss him in front of the girl. And then say, hey, I'm Victoria. Or, hey, I'm Lakeisha. Or, hey, I'm Kim. And I'm telling you right now, the bitch would be like, ooh. She might not even be there by the time you say hey, introduce yourself. You get what I'm saying? You know, like, come on. Like, she gonna be like, oh, okay. She'll walk away. She'll get the message or whatever. Or, like, I done been at, you know, I go to a lot of dance hall parties, you know, and in the Caribbean culture, it's okay if you dance with another woman or whatever the case be, it's not a problem. But if you dance with somebody, I know you, like, she liked you and she doing too much at this point, I'm not gonna be like, oh, breaking it up. Oh, why you dancing on her? And da da da. Like, showing the bitch got me feeling some type of way, or letting him think I'm sweating. No. Why he dancing with her? I walk right up to him, whisper his ear, like, come here, I need to talk to you. Or don't get me upset. And he'll stop what the fuck you doing. You feel me? Like, you never want to show, like, that part. You get what I'm saying? Not only to him, but to outsiders, too. Like, you never want to show that. You get what I'm saying? Which also brings me to the next one. Never show when your home is not happy. And that's a big deal. Like, if you and your man is arguing about something, you never argue about it in public. And when y'all do go out in public after the argument, you need to squash that shit in the bud before y'all go outside. Because the moment you let it be known that your home is not happy, that there's problems in paradise, you're opening doors for bitches to come in and fuck up your relationship. And that's when I say bitches, I'm not talking about with females. I'm talking about both genders. It could be men too. If men are feeling you and checking you out and they see that y'all having some type of issue or whatever, they're going to feel like, oh yeah, I could get in where I fit in. Everybody wants something they can't have, and everybody likes to be able to steal something or fuck some shit up or whatever case may be. You just don't want niggas to know when your home isn't happy. So never argue in public. Never do any of that. Always make it seem like or look like, not even make it seem like because it is, but always display that y'all are on the same team, because y'all are on the same team. You get what I'm saying? And when it comes to social media, like, if you're in a relationship with your man and y'all got into an argument or y'all beefing about some shit, do not go on your social media posting all this angry shit, fuck these niggas, da da da, because now people are realizing, oh shit, they beefing. I could get in where I fit, when I fit in. You get what I'm saying? And you don't know, it could be a woman watching your page who like him. Oh, they beefing. I could go get in where I fit in. You get what I'm saying? Don't do that. Don't argue on social media. Comment on each other's posts. Arguing comments and stuff. Do not let people know when your home is not happy. I don't even know any other way to explain that but that, okay? Next, respect him. I think that's not something that I have to explain. You should respect your man. You should respect people in general. Unless they get disrespectful, okay? Then you get disrespectful right back. But other than that, like, respect your man. Next, I put support him. I believe you should be your man's biggest cheerleader. You know, I think I talk about that enough on this podcast, okay? Next, stay unpredictable. Never be predictable. Like, never do the same shit. Like, and that's even when it, just in general, like, that's when, that just in the relationship, in whatever it is, like, on the romantic side, on the sex side, anything, never be predictable. Never be able to let him know your next move. Like, damn, at 8 o'clock, she gonna be at the gym, and then she gonna go for a walk through the park, she gonna go get ice cream, and she gonna come home, she gonna record, then she gonna fall asleep. Like, don't be predictable. Like, keep a nigga on their toes, okay, at all times, all right? Next, after that, speaking of keeping nigga on his toes, always keep up with yourself. Always taking care of yourself, your looks, you know, going to the gym, if that's what you into, or whatever it can be, surgeries, whatever. Always keeping up with your looks, keeping up with the latest fashion. Now, you don't want to dress like a hooker, because nobody want to be looking out like they look like a hooker. And I got to say that, because the new fashion nowadays is bitches dressed half naked, and that's just not it. But you always want to look up to date. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be going out with your man, and you looking like an old-ass lady, because that's not cute. You get what I'm saying? So keep up with yourself, always enhancing yourself. You, if you wear cute little mink strips, bitch, up it and get some motherfucking individuals. You know what I'm saying? Like, always enhance your look, and that'll keep him on his feet. You know what I mean? Always be market ready. And I think we talked about this already on this podcast, so I don't need to talk about it anymore. All right, next one I wrote, this is gonna sound crazy, so bear with me, and this is a rule. If you want to take it, you take it. I think it's a good rule. I abide by it, okay? This rule is, don't suck it unless you love it, okay? Now, I know a lot of y'all are going to say, what the fuck, Ms. Bronson? What the fuck you talking about? In other words, don't put a dick in your mouth that you don't love. Do not suck this man dick unless you actually enjoy sucking dick or you really love him. Because let me tell you something. Nothing is worse than not having head than getting bad head, okay? No, for real. Nothing is worse than not having head than getting bad head. Like, I'd rather not have it than to get bad head, okay? And I'm pretty sure a lot of niggas feel that way. So I just feel like if you really love this man or you really love his dick, then you will really put in the work and suck his dick, okay? And I don't think every dick should be in your mouth. So don't put a dick in your mouth unless you genuinely love that dick, okay? One reason why is because, like I said, have respect for yourself. Not every dick should be in your mouth. And two, because don't nobody want no bad head, okay? Don't put a dick in your mouth if you know what the fuck you're doing and you don't love it. Now, if you love it, bitch, you're going to lick that bitch like Lil Wayne said, lollipop, ho. But if you don't love it, you're going to just be up there taking up motherfucking space, all right? And it's just not even worth it. And don't nobody want that shit, okay? So to save your relationship, head saves a lot of relationships, okay? Look, if you control the head, you control the head. Don't let that go over your mind, go over your head, okay? If you can control the head, I'm going to say it one more game for you basic bitches that don't understand, okay? Hear me out, all right? If you can control the head, you can control the head. Okay, all right, think about it later, bitch. Think about it later, all right, okay. Next, all right. Don't tell him about your ex-lovers, about your past. We talk about that enough on this podcast. I don't need to go in details about that. You already know why. If you don't, go listen to the episode, Never Tell Your Man About Your Past, or whatever the fuck it was, all right? Yeah, so never tell him about any ex-lovers, how many you took back, how many did you dirty, just nothing about your past with relationships. It's none of his motherfucking business, okay? Leave it there, okay? Next, don't fuck on the first night. That's self-explanatory, okay? I feel like pussy should be earned. Do not have sex on the first night if you want this man to take you serious, because then he's going to think you do that with every fucking body. I'm sorry. Now, some men ain't got on a minute. Some men are big-headed and be like, I'm just that nigga. But then there's some that's going to be like, damn, do she fuck every nigga the first time she meet them? Like, you feel me? So don't fuck on the first night. Now, if you happen to, this is a bonus rule, if you happen to fuck on the first night, bitch, you better throw the kitchen sink at this nigga, okay? I mean, you better go all out. Like, bitch, you better be, I'm a freak elite. So I can't let a broke nigga beat. Know you for the streets. So please, you know, speak, okay? You better be in that bitch talking about some freak me, baby. Mm-hmm. Okay? Jodeci and all, balls and all, ass and all, everything. You better go all out if you're going to do it on the first day, okay? Throw the kitchen sink at this nigga, point blank, period, okay? Next, keep your relationship private until you know things are intact, okay? What does that mean? That means don't post your man, all right? Niggas could know you got a man without knowing you got a man, and don't post everything about your relationship and every little detail and what y'all doing. It's nobody's business, okay? Like, it's just, when you start to make shit public, it really starts to fuck it up. You get what I'm saying? So just nurture your relationship in private. And when you feel like it's strong enough like that, then you can take it out into the world. Like, I am not a fan of posting my boyfriend. I will never post anybody I'm fucking with. That's just what I'm not going to do. Now, would I post his hand? Would I post a shoulder? Would I post the arm? Would I post his head from the back? He might be in the back of the shadows behind me. And you could tell he's a man because you see his beard, but you can't really make out his face type situation. Or you could just see him standing over me because my niggas, sometimes they be taller than me. So, you know, you just see his chest, but you don't see his head. Like, this nigga need to look like the nigga from the Proud Family, the Wiz, okay? They don't need to know what your man look like. Keep your man as private as possible. Now, once things are intact and you decide you want to show off your man and show off your household, show off your family or whatever, because, you know, it's no need to keep every, like, don't, like, it's not like you're hiding him from the world. You're not on some Drake shit, okay? You're not hiding him from the world, you get what I'm saying? But things are just better when it's private. So if you decide to post your man because you just want to show off the love of your life, don't tag him and shit. Y'all bitches, y'all gonna learn the hard way. I'm telling you, when you open that door to the public, it fucks it up each and every time. So keep your relationship private, you know, until you know that everything is intact, okay? And I think that's my last rule, right? Yeah, that's my last rule. That's all I gotta say. Nothing spectacular, amazing is going on over here, y'all. So that was it. I hope y'all liked it. If y'all did, give it a round of applause. Ain't that cute? Ooh, I got effects, y'all. I'm so souped. But yeah, that wraps this up. I really don't know. If anybody got any rules they want to add, you know, put it in the comments below. And DM me. Follow me on Instagram at Miss Brownstone. That's MS period. Brownstone _. Y'all know some Miss Brownstone. Don't play with me. And yeah, as always, keep it clutching. I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah.